four lines from the top on Kav Zayin on the base. I'm a lefan of Ibn Shalom. David told Ibn Shalom, "Mechayli al Isa Oven. Forgive me for that oven, Batsheva." So Ibn Shalom said, "Mechaylach." I say, "Im Isa Taiva." The year is so. David the Melech asked, "Do me a favor. The year is Sina v'yevayshu ki ata Hashem azatani v'nichamtani. Show proof the world that my sinim, my enemies, that you forgave me." While you're living, I'm not going to be meidia to you. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to show klal yisrael the of the days of when shleima of yisana. B'shah, what happened? B'shah shabana shleima is beis hamikdash. When shleima built the beis hamikdash, bikesh lahachnas aron lebeis katshei hakadoshim. He wanted to bring the aron into the katshei hakadoshim. Daf kusha aron zeh bezeh. And the doors, the Sha'arim, were closed. Amar Esim Ba'abar Renanis. He said, 24 Renanis. Now, it's Machlekes Rashi in the Adrama, what Renanis mean. Either Rashi says, in Tefillah, Tchina, Virina, Ika Chavdalad. From one capital, there's Tefillah, Tchina, Virina. Then the Adrama means it was 24 capitals. But Akapanim, so he tried, Shlaima tried, to say to Davin, Takadosh Baruch Hu, that it should open up the Sha'arim. There were no locks, it just didn't open. So, Amma, Su'u Sha'arim, Lenana, it didn't get answered. Amma, he said, Su'u Sha'arim, Mashaychem, Inasu Pischa Yailam, Yavay Melech HaKavay, let the Melech HaKavay come, Miza Melech HaKavay, Hashem Yizuz V'Kibar, Hashem Kibar Melchama, Venema, Su'u Sha'arim, Mashaychem, Su'u Pischa Yailam, Yavay Melech HaKavay. Lenana, all this he said, but still he didn't get answered.
Which gates were closed? At that point, between the Kaddish Kedoshim and the Kachim,
there was no
shalom. It was just
curtain. No, in the Bayis Rishon, he's right. In the Bayis Shemi, there was a wall.
So the entrance to the Heichel was one shalom.
Yeah.
The Bayis Rishon,
yeah.
The
Major
says that the actual opening was 10 hours and the Aron was 10 hours. So it wasn't a part of opening and closing. It didn't fit.
Yeah. Okay. That's interesting. I mean. I don't know what's so schwer to you anyways.
The
curtains were an opening.
It's a shorim.
That's what I'm saying. It means the doorways.
Doesn't mean the doors. Because by the entrance to the Heichel, it was only one shor. There weren't two.
Okay.
So what do you have? The entrance to the chatzah?
No, again, it means the entrance to the Kachkal Hashem, like the Gemara says.
It was a V-line, no?
And there was two V-lines. Right. There was an Am in between.
So why can't that just be stunned? It wouldn't open.
Right, that's what I'm telling you. And it was two. It was, right, the Kohen Gadol went in like this, and then he went around. There was an Am in between. He walked in that Am, and then he said, those two. Yeah. So, Miyad Nanas. Kivan Shanama, once he said, Hashem Alikim, Al Tashif Nei Meshichecha, Zachal Chazdei David Avdecha, you should remember the Chasadim of David. Miyad Nani got answered right away. So, Ba'is Hashem, Nebchu Pnei Seine David Keshula Ikdeya, the faces of the enemies of David turned like the bottom of a path, like the darkness of a path. V'yadu Kol Yisrael Shemachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oseh Oven. Everyone knew now that Ba'is Hashem was Michael, the David's Chet. So this is where it was clear to everyone that it didn't happen in the days of David, but it happened in the days of Shlomo. It's talking about Gehazi. We see that Gehazi wasn't, going back to the Mishnah of Tzaddik, 34 days ago. Gehazi, the Chsiv, like it says, where did it say, Ein lechelik alam, but the Chsiv, Yedach Elisha Damasek, Lehecha Aza, where did Elisha go? Amar Bechanan, Shehalach Lehachzir Gehazi B'tshuva. He went to be Chayze, he wanted Gehazi to return. He didn't return. I'm like Hazarbach. Return. I'm like Kachman Kabani Mukha. This is what I heard from you. Chayte Machtes Rabim. Ema speaking beyond the last is Tshuva. Since I was Chayte Machtes Rabim, you can't do Tshuva. So, what? We're going to see in a minute. So since he didn't do Tshuva. And he was Chayte Machtes Rabim. So, therefore, in the Chedek Lamabot. Now, my office, what did he do? Ikedami. Some say, Evan She'avas Tala L'chatas Yeravam, V'amida Ben Shemayim L'Oyas. Evan She'avas is a drawing stone, which really means
magnetic.
Yeah, a magnetic stone that he hung up the eagle of of Yeravam, and he put it ben Shemayim la'aretz like this. Everyone should deem the avodah zarah. So he was chaytim machtes Yeravam. He had everyone deem the avodah zarah. He hung it up in the sky. V'kidami shem chokak b'fia, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the shem of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, he put it in his mouth. Vayisem achrezes in the parah's mouth. Vayisem achrezes v'ameres anoichi v'la'yil lecha. And this parah was saying that Aseres Adibus anoichi v'la'yil lecha. He was making believe like he was a vayda zara. He was like, yeah, that's what he was doing. So he made klai Yisrael din to this vayda zara. V'kidami rabbanan docha mikamei. He chased away the Talmidim for learning from Elisha. So he, it means there were many more Talmidim that wanted to come learn from Elisha, and he pushed them away. Shanema, like it says, the Talmidim came of Elisha and said, it's very squishy over here. Till now, it wasn't tzar, because he wasn't letting people come to learn under Elisha. Now, there's different timing in the Yishayin and what he did. Either he literally blocked them, or he stood outside, and everyone said, if Gechazi's not going to learn by Elisha, so Kalshkin, I don't have to go learn by Elisha. So Gechazi was a big person, and if he wasn't going to Elisha, so that's all he did. But since people, he was Mamaya Terah and Klal Yisrael, so therefore, that's why he was Nanish and in the Chedek Lema Ba.
No, Samela. So doesn't make sense. The
Yom HaMasa Abed Zerah for a while before Gehazi came around, no? Maybe he picked them. They were around, but he upgraded them. He made them, yeah. So the Tanur Rabbana. La'olam tehei smayl doichavim mim mekarevis. It's a very wichtige Gemara to know, chinuch and children, chinuch and tamidim, chinuch and everything, that smayl doichavim mim mekarevis, the famous Chazal. Now it's just interesting to note that it doesn't say yimim mekarevis or smayl doichavim. It says you should push him away with your left hand and return him with your right hand and be close to him with your right hand. So let us first say
you can't bring him closer before you push him back.
No, okay, that's technical. But the pshat is no faket. You're not supposed to push him away right away, but it has to be with the left hand and then you mimikarevus. Yeah, don't first have. Okay, you're saying technically right, but it doesn't mean being close. It just means keep him connected to you. First, you should push him away a little bit, and then. You mimic it.
But maybe the small is insinuating that should be the lesser amount than you mean.
Yeah, it is. It is, that's for sure. I was saying, but first, you should do the small dacha. Yeah, for sure. The min is stronger. That's what we're trying to say. The kiva should be stronger than the push away.
The small
can,
also be
you can rebuke, but it has to be that the kiva afterwards, is the love afterwards is a lot more than the rebuke.
The small means b'shinui also. It's not that you don't push him away
right.
Directly.
Like Elisha shadach with Gehazi with shtei yadayim. Not like Elisha that pushed away Gehazi with two hands. Now, I don't know. They don't put it in. Oh, they do have it. The chesrein of Shashas, they took it out because of for sensory reasons, for good reason. But Archibald doesn't have it. Yeah, there is. So on the side we have it in that guys. I don't know why they don't put ice. But it says b'shtei yadayim, but on v'loike b'shua v'nkprachya shadach v'liyesha, if you know what that was, liyesha anaitzi b'shtei yadayim. You have it.
I didn't see
Oh, you know what he said.
I didn't realize
it
was
about yesha. So the census took it out, obviously, that's yashma. Not like him that not like Yeshua ben Prachya that pushed away. How do you know there's something missing? Because it says, like Elisha dach with Gehazi. It means we were just talking about Gehazi. Why do we have to mention Gehazi?
There's a whole other one too.
Yeah, that's going to be next. So Gehazi is because we had two people. Now we're mentioning what Gehazi was. The Chsiv, like it says, v'yem enam and hayo v'kach parim v'yipitz boi v'yetze kikarim kesef. Now he took Kikar and Kesef. Now let's see what that means. The pasuk says, "V'yem elav Elisha, mein Gehazi. Where were you, Gehazi? V'yem elav halach avadecha ana v'ana. I didn't go anywhere. I'm just around. V'yem elav loy libi halach kasher hafach ish al mekafte l'kasecha. Like a person went on his rechel l'kasecha. Eis l'kachas as a kesef The time is to take kesef, and what did you do? Lakach the begadim, bezeisim, mikramim. So this is what Elisha is telling Gehazi. You took clothing, zeisim, mikramim, betzayim, nevakav, avadim, mishvachas. So tomorrow, mishakal kulahai, kesef, did you take so much kesef of begadim? Mishakal kulahai, kesef of begadim, udushakal. He just took kesef of begadim. So what does this mean? I'm Rabbi Yitzchak. Ba'is Shah, hay Elisha yayshev v'dayesh b'shmayin ha'shmiratzim. Elisha was dashing the halachas of the parak of Shmaya Neshatzim. So Naaman, what happened? Naaman Sar Tzva Melech Aram. Naaman, who was the Sar Tzva of Melech Aram, he was a Mitzayah. Amr Leah, he Bisa. So this woman, the Shtaboy Ma'adi Yisrael, that got captured from Yisrael, told him, he also said, Gabi Elisha, if you go to Elisha, Masilach, he'll heal you. Naaman had Tziras, and he wanted to get healed. So he said to Elisha, Kiasa, when he came, Amalai zil tvol b'yadim. So Elisha told him, Naaman, go be tovel in the yadim. Amalai achuki kamachaikas be. You're making a joke out of me. What, tovel in the yadim? That's going to take him metzaras? What are you doing? Amalai, they told him, Hanib dehav badeh, the people that are with Naaman, they told him, my nafkalach mino. What are you making a whole big deal about? It's a go tovel. If it works, it doesn't work, it doesn't work. At least take the chance. Zil nasi. He went and tried. Azal v'tovel b'yadim. He was table in the yadim. The itzi, and he got better. So also Isile call Hani the Nukit. He went and gave Elisha all these things that he came with. Like we said before, begadim, zeisim, kram, tainabak, all these eight things.
How could you? He can't carry kram.
What?
Kram is land. You can't carry land.
I guess part of the land. Or he had a star in it. Leitzavi. And he didn't accept it. Let's talk about the Kabbalah. He didn't want to accept it. Gehazi, if the Mikameh, so Gehazi left over there a little bit. The Gehazi was around. And he walked out. Well, Mikameh, Elisha, Azal, Shokal, and he went and took it, my the Shokal, the Ifkid, and he put it away. See, he was the one that took what Elisha didn't want to take from Naaman, Gehazi took it. Kiyasa, when he came, Chazi Elisha le Tzaras, Tav Epoche Elai, he saw the Tzaras, Elisha saw Tzaras, Alay Reisha, he saw the tzaras on Gechazi's face. Amalay Rasha, he gie his little schar shmeinu shiratzim. Now is the time to take the schar for shmeinu shiratzim. What we learned, the tzaras Naaman tidbak b'chov zerachad olam, and the tzaras of Naaman went over to you and your children forever. V'yatzim lefanav went after him mitzayir kashelik, white like a tzaras like a shelik. So this is where the story was that he, what did he do? He pushed him away. Now. Tzaras is on him. Since it went away, no, since he took something which he wasn't supposed to take, Elisha didn't want to take from Naaman. No. It was just the tzaras of Naaman went on to him. I mean, doesn't mean he caught it. It just means it was a simon that he it was bad. The pasuk says, "No." The Gemara says, "Right." I guess over here he was being shouted. V'abba anoshim, hayu mitzayam pesach hashah. There were four people that were mitzayah in the opening of the shah. Amabech and kechaz yushloish shabana. So now let's see in the side of the agayas. Let's see the mitzayah shashas, the chesayin shashas that bring down the story with Yesha. What happened with Yesha? You have it. You don't have it. Kechaz yushloish shabana. Yeah. What? Yeah? Okay, let's see. Maybe you'll say it over. Yeah. So it says like this. Rabbi Shua ben Prachya, Ma'i. What happened with Rabbi Shua ben Prachya that he got pushed away? Because the Kalina Yana Malkul Rabbanon. He has it. I don't know. The Kalina Yana Malkul Rabbanon. When Yana Malkul killed the Rabbanon, also Rabbi Shua ben Prachya, the Yeshi Lachsaner Yishal Mitzrayim. So Yeshua ben Prachya ran away. And it's Talmud Yesha. It's here on the side of the Gemara also. Lachsan Yisrael Mitzrayim. And he went to Lachsan Yisrael Mitzrayim. He went away. He ran away. Kavasholma, when there was peace, Shalach Le Shimon Ben Shetach, Shimon Ben Shetach stayed alive. Why didn't Yane kill him? He was a brother, right? Can you imagine? Yeah. Mini Yerushalayim, Ir HaKadosh, Lechil Lachsan Yisrael Mitzrayim, Achoisi, Baal Yishoi B'Seichach, V'Nechi Yeshev HaShemema. I'm sitting myself in Yerushalayim. So Yeshua and Pach understood from here that he's stopping to kill people. Come also Vesramila. So he went back, Yeshua and Pach went back with this Talmud Yeshay back to Yerushalayim. Who is Shpiza of the Yekara Tuva? So he went into Vesramila Shpiza, he went into this hotel and they made covered for him. It was a big tzaddik coming. So they mechabed him. Amar kama yofach sanoyezu. So Yeshua and Pracha said how nice this achsanya is to us. Now he didn't mean the woman that he was looking at. He meant the whole matzav. It was a nice place. Amalei Rabbi ena. So Yashke told his Rabbi Yeshua and Pracha ena trutas. What are you talking about? Her eyes are round. They're not pretty. So Amalei Yashke bekacha to Isaac. This is what you're busy with. This, you think I meant that? Apik arba meir shipure b'shamte. He took out 400 shayfers and he blew them and put them in chayim. Put Yashke in chayim. Asl kamei kamazim. And Yashke tried many times, a few times. Amalei kablan. He wanted to be chayzer. Take me back. They have a kamach shikachbe. Yashke didn't. Yeshua and Pracha didn't listen to him. Yom echad have a kikar kishma. One day he was saying kishma. Asl kamei. He came in front of him, Sabala Kabula, and he decided this time it's not going to be Makabala. Achvile biyode. See, like he pushed with his hands. Hu Sabah mitchadachile. He thought he was pushing him away. Really, he was just trying to say Krishna. He was just trying to tell him, like, wait a moment or something. Ozal, so right then, Rezak of Labinte, he took a stone, Vishtachvala, and he bowed down to it, and this is what he did of Adizar. Amalei Adarbach. Now Yeshua and Pracha ran to him and said, do tshuva. I was mekabel from you already. So what happened over here? He tried to do tshuva the whole time and he didn't accept him. Fine. Now all of a sudden when he tried to get him back, he said, no. So you see, the whole thing was a joke.
He wasn't after
Rabbi. And that's true also. And then the Gemara says, what happened? He was already did kishev and he medirich klai yisrael. So it's very interesting that, you could look at it like, hey, what was Yeshua and Pracha doing? Why didn't he accept him?
He's taking a hard stand.
But look what happened from that. Okay, right? Millions of people.
Tomorrow, where Avram also didn't accept that one the Iris, and the Amalek came from it.
Right. So you see, again, but obviously, he felt that it wasn't just this time. If he was looking at a woman, and he thought it, there was some time he was looking at it. He thought that's what his rabbi meant. That was the time. Right? He thought that's what Yeshua and Pracha was talking about. You want to look at your woman, but you think that's what your rabbi's holding. So he tells the what his chashivas to his rabbi was. It's Spitz, right? Spitz, the most busy time of Chacham Shaykh.
No, but he misunderstood the whole message. The more he learns from Yeshua and Pracha, the worse he's going to go.
Right, he's terrible. Right. I'm saying. Can you imagine? Imagine Brown Leib is looking at something and he tells us something, and also this is a million times greater, right? It's not. Yeah. Zakti Mavait, Amma Bechanan. Gdechasi Vishleish Abanov. No, sorry. Tanya. Amma Abshim Ben Eloza. Right? Six lunch on top of the mission. Amma Abshim Ben Eloza. Yeitze Tinek Vishisha Tehei Smol Doich Vimimim Karevis. The Yetzahara of Taiva, you should push it a little bit. Smell Daicha. Why? Because if Zayashu says, if you're always going to do it, you're going to come to Issy. You're not going to be the more you do it, the more Taivas you get. It doesn't calm you down. It was learned yesterday. Right? So the more you do Tashmish, the more you're going to want to do, and then you're going to come on to others. Chas v'shalom. Tinik, your child.
But still, you need
to prepare. Yeah. We're not pushing it away. You know what I'm
Yeah. No,
what?
That's what the priests don't do when they're stuck with the little boys instead.
That's what it is. I don't
know. Okay. That's what Pastor Rashi says. It's not what you're referring to.
Tinnik, a child, also a small doicha v'yamimik ha'evis. Isha, believe it or not. Your wife, also a small doicha v'yamimik ha'evis.
Let me send this message there.
What?
Let me send this Gemara there.
Yeah. Tehei smal doich v'yimimik ha'evis. What? How do you do that? They want everything. You say, okay, we'll give you, but not, Not everything they want that they want to buy, you give them. Oh,
not everybody. He's saying not everybody.
Not everybody.
Sometimes the Gemara we just brought
was
even
was
Tamid. Maybe it's Negei Musher for them, right?
Yeah, yeah.
For children or a spouse.
Yeah, a spouse doesn't mean pushing. Tana Abana. Right. Yeah. Three times Elisha got sick. Echad shegiru adayvim b'tinaikis. Here he made the adayvim fight with the tinaikis. Ve'echad shedach v'legezer shtei yadayim. One is, and that he pushed the kechaz with two hands. Ve'echad shemezbay. One's which he died with. Shenem v'elisha chala eschalya. He stayed chala eschalya. So Rashi explains chala chad chalya tei v'ashi yamezbay is class. Okay. Ad Avram lahe zikna. Till Avram came around, there was no such thing as getting old. You died, as is. Right? You were okay, and then all of a sudden you died. Call the Chazal Avram, anyone that saw Avram, I'm a Hayitzchak. That's what we know, the famous Chazal, that Rashi brings down a Chumash. That everyone thought Avram was Yitzchak, and Yitzchak was Avram. Why? Because there was no such thing as getting old. There was no such thing as getting white hairs. Call the Chazal Yitzchak, I'm a Hay Avram. If you saw Yitzchak, you thought it was Avram. They looked the exact same. Boy, Avram, Yachmed, Al-Havale Zikna. Avram, that's a chmanis from the Benishtam, that they should be getting old. Now, you would think that's crazy. Why would you want to get old? We want to look young. You want to act young. What's the pshat? Because you ask Yaskalayim Amisa. When the person gets old, the person gets white hairs, it's supposed to remind them it's a good thing.
Or maybe it's for the people to respect older people, to know that they're older.
Huh? No, but Shalaz, it never happened. Avram said that people should start getting old. So till Avram, people didn't get old. They
the bodies didn't get older? I'm saying the bodies
no,
get older.
Nothing. Everything.
So, well, it's the whole time of the time from Avram's son, they said, I'm 100 years older. I mean, if I'm so old, I'm
no, they knew that. The normal thing of having a baby was a certain age. And anyways, Sarah was Akar. No, but I'm saying, but they knew that there was a certain age. You mean why? You mean if everything's the exact same?
I don't know if the body's changed. If the body's going to change.
No, maybe it does. There's just no physical appearance.
She lost her, huh?
It's only the outer appearance.
Yeah, that's what he's asking. If that's true.
The Medrash says that the reason is because people respect older people, to be aware of what they are.
Over here, Rashi says so that the people could come, so his kids could come and get Havas from him. And Rashi Chumash says they could do tshuva.
Yeah, okay. That's all this is. Yeah. So Avram asked Rachmanis that oldness should come. Shenem of Avram Zaken Baba Yom. So it says over here Zaken. That means he was the first Zaken. Ad Yaakov le'av
Cholsha. So why does that mean that it's new? He's telling you that Avram became old.
Right, but with the possibility being mad with something that not just like that. That's the Ad Yaakov le'av Cholsha. Till Yaakov came around, there was no such thing as getting weak. But Yachmi
v'av Cholsha. Even after Avraham became old.
Yeah, old, but not weak. So
he just had the physical signs, but
right.
Visually.
Right.
Why
well,
was it necessary?
Oh, so that's what Rabbi Mazel was reading that Rashi and he thought he was reading that Rashi. Ad Elisha.
Why did they have to get old? Why did they have to get
no weak before you
so
die?
He's gotten old, isn't
no, old? Because you don't know he's dying.
When you get old, you know it's coming towards.
But you don't know when, so that's what Rashi explains. That there should be time for the children to ride a tzava. He's getting old. You could be getting old from 50 to 100. It's like this. You get weak before you die. That's what
you get old
good.
And weak. So old is not enough to tell
old
you.
Old is
to.
Not enough because it's too long of a time period.
And then the children do whatever they do.
And the children can ask for tzava, can ask what to do and give over you.
There should be around the father.
Old is for tshuva, like Rashi Chumash says. Exactly.
Why can't you have this sick could be also the tshuva? Or you don't have kite because the tshuva.
Right. Okay. Ad Elisha le'ave inish chalish, the miftach. There wasn't such a thing that a person got sick and got better. V'asa Elisha, and Elisha came and boy, Rachmi, and he asked for Rachmanis v'itvach, and he got better. Shenem v'Elisha chalas chal yashayam esbay. That means, till now, you got sick and you just...
Give me a
shem refach. It's a pelt. We have that already passing the chumash. So, but it seems like it never worked. I don't know. Or you never got sick. I don't know. But the Elisha came. And
it says Tosfos and Baba Shmuel is a deathly ill sickness.
Oh, that
meaning maybe it's
sense.
Like an extreme sickness.
It makes more sense.
So why do you get sick? If you never had it before, how would you know you have to
It's a very good thing. You can damn it, take it as well. Okay.